Welcome back, Ms. Richardson. We ask that you continue to lie still, as you may be still feeling a little groggy and disoriented due to the after effects of the anesthesia. This will pass in a few minutes, though. Rest assured, as the procedure was a complete success. I feel like Michelangelo, having just completed the Sistine Chapel. Your face is truly a work of art, if I do say so myself.
I feel completely fine, Dr. Mitchell. Do you have a hand mirror that I can use? I'm eager to bear witness to this new masterpiece of yours.
Of course. Here you are, Miss Richardson. As you can see, all of the plastic surgery was a complete success. You could easily pass for a supermodel. In fact, I wonder just how many jaws will hit the floor when you walk out from this clinic.
Are you sure this is a mirror? All it looks like is a picture from my past. It looks like nothing changed at all. This is absolutely ridiculous. I didn't come to your renowned cosmetic surgery clinic just to flush my hard-earned dollars down the toilet. I demand you complete the procedures as agreed upon.
Please remain calm, Ms. Richardson. As an artist, I take great pride in my work. I assure you, it is night and day from what you looked like before. My favorite touch-up is your lips. Did you see the sumptuous curvature? They look like a juicy, ripe apple, ready to bite.
I can barely tell the difference. But what about my nose? We agree on a nose worthy of a queen. Instead, all I see is the nose of a lowly peasant.
Ah, yes. The nose is really the cornerstone of the entire procedure. We raised it and gave it a heavenly shape. Surely, if someone on the street passed you by and looked only at your nose, they would think you were Angelina Jolie.
They say that love is blind, and your love for your work has truly blinded you. Sure, I can pass for Angelina Jolie if only her role require her to wear a pig's nose.
I assure you that anyone who goes under the knife in my clinic will undergo a metamorphosis from a lowly caterpillar into a majestic butterfly. Is there any other part of your body that does not satisfy you?
Now that you mention it, my chest hasn't changed one bit. You promised me a pair of watermelons, but all I can feel is a pair of oranges. If this is the best that you can give me, you're no better than a con others.
Bigger is not always better, Miss Richardson. Unfortunately, we have a strict no refund policy according to the documents that you signed before you underwent the procedure. However, I am confident that once you go outside and are showered with the adulation of a goddess, you will be satisfied with the results.
If I walk out in public like this, I would be ridiculed for undergoing pointless plastic surgery. I will not leave this operating room until you turn me into the diva I deserve to be.